Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you, and you talk about it with your friends and family, and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it, because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. If you are a regular listener to The Common, you might have noticed something a little different about our show this week. We have new theme music. The song is Me by singer-songwriter and Berklee College of Music alum Hisu Yu, also known as just Hisu. We chose this song because we're a podcast about all things Greater Boston, and we wanted a local artist to introduce our show. And so it is now my honor to introduce you to Hisu, who is here with us to tell us more about her music. Hisu, thank you so much for coming through to The Common.
Hi, Daryl. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Oh, man. I love that you're here. The song is dope. Thank you so much for taking the time. So excited to be talking with you right now. And so let's get into it. And let's talk about this song. We're going to play a little bit of the original version with the lyrics. What I find really interesting is that this song is in both English and Korean. And the portion of the song we heard was just in Korean. Can you tell us about what you're singing here?
Yeah, of course. So I'm saying basically the summary is like, I just want to focus on myself and I want to get to know myself better.
Mm-hmm. Right, because, you know, the title of the song is Me.
Of course, Me.
You're taking a break from all the foolishness of dating and you're zeroing in on you and your needs.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
So with the song being in English and Korean, right, why did you choose to split it up that way?
That's a good question. So basically the English part is like, you know, I'm explaining like all my feelings, you know, what happened in the past. I was busy dating people, now I'm caught up in my motion. Spending too much time on players who are not devoted. Today I'm looking back to my and of course, you know, like Korean audience, some of them might understand the lyrics, the verse, but some of them don't. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wrote the chorus in Korean, because that's basically the summary of the whole song. Also, I wanted to write the chorus, you know, the most important part, the hook in Korean, because I really wanted to just, you know, connect with my Korean roots. And yeah, my Korean audience too.
And yeah, like, what kind of response have you been getting from listeners? Because I think it's dope. I really think that's fresh.
Yeah, a lot of my, like, American audience, even though, like, they don't know what I'm saying, what I'm singing, they can still hum it. And I can tell they're happy, yep. They're enjoying, and that makes me happy. Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I probably ran that song back like 100 times. So my favorite part is the do-do-do-do-do.
Oh,
like
yes,
that. It's it's groovy. Hence why we're here
right,
today.
Right, the band version. Yes, because I have two versions. One is like electronic and one is like the chill, neo-soul vibe band version.
When I hear your songs, I am hearing this like electronic, dancey vibe, you know, a little soul going on in there. Tell me about the kinds of music that inspire and influence your work.
Yeah, so I am influenced by so many different genres. I enjoy listening to R&B, to pop, fusion, neo soul, jazz, even classical, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And growing up in Korea, of course, K-pop was so big in my life. And also pop music was, you know, very accessible. But then after, so I moved to States when I was like 13. I was an international student. And so in the States, that's where I discovered all these like electronic music, specifically like artists such as like Banks, you know, FKA Twigs, that like those people really influenced me. I was like, wow, like you can make music like this. I think that's how like my interest in like electronic music started.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, of course, after I got into Berkeley, I met so many artists from all around the world, and they introduced me, you know, music from their country. And
tell us more about how the city influenced your music journey.
Yeah, so Berklee College of Music, you know, is a very fun place. It's like a playground, you know. You meet all kinds of crazy people, crazy talented, and you know, through networking with, you know, amazing musicians like them, they would share some cool music with me, and then I'll share something cool that I'm listening to, and you make a playlist and like share with your peers. And that was a very cool experience, because I think I've discovered, you know, so many cool artists.
That's how it is, right? That's kind of part of the college experience. I think back to you know, when I was in college, being exposed to so many different types of music that I did not really grow up with,
at least not that intensely.
You know? So that's awesome. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. So, coming back to me, the song, you submitted that for NPR's Tiny Desk competition back in 2021, right?
Right,
and
yes.
WBUR liked it so much that we decided to have you perform it at City Space. So, here's a clip from that performance. So, Heesoo, tell us, how was that experience performing at City Space?
It was such a beautiful experience. I had so much fun. The energy was everything.
Is it me? Is it you? Is it me? Ready? Is it me? Is it you? Is it me? I can't hear you. Is it me? Is it you? Is it me? Is it you? Is it me? Is it you?
I could see, you know, everyone's like smiling and they were just, you know, dancing and vibing. They were just having so much fun. I had so much fun because it was like during the pandemic, right? And there was no like live performance opportunity.
Right.
I remember everyone was wearing masks, you know, masked up. And so I really missed the energy. You know, I missed that like human energy, like the interactions. Yes. And it just gave me so much joy. I was, after that show, I was so happy.
So Hee-soo, you got a new song out called Cheongsan. Let's hear that real quick. So what's the story behind that song?
So Cheongsan is a 13th century Korean poem. It's about acceptance and letting go. And my mom shared this poem with me when I visited Korea. And that inspired me to make it into a song and share these beautiful words to the world. So that's how everything started.
Mm-hmm.
And I co-produced with this Korean producer called Averzy. And yeah, we really wanted to make something that's super Korean. So we only use traditional Korean instruments. And yeah, and then my melody was inspired by traditional like Korean folk songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very fun to write. And also, so after I moved to New York, I've seen, you know, so many Asian hate crimes like on the news. And that was just very like painful to, you know, watch and hear about it. And I, during that difficult time, I really wanted to release something that really, you know, embrace my heritage, my culture, and then also, you know, radiate like positive energy to the community.
Right. You're embracing your culture.
Yes.
Sharing right. your culture and telling people, you know, let's celebrate each other. Let's stop being hateful. Let's start being loving. Let's have a good time with each other. Let's, yeah, let go of that negativity and embrace the positive, you know?
Right. And, you know, just my hope is that, you know, by, like, sharing my art, you know, I can, like, proudly show, you know, what Korea looks like.
All right, folks, make sure you go check that out. And so, Hee-soo, since graduating Berkeley,
yeah,
you've left us here in Boston. You've moved to New York.
No.
Any plans of coming back to Boston someday? Maybe for a show, you know? I don't know. Maybe you'll move back.
Maybe, yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
Hopefully, yeah, I can come back and do a show again, you know, at the City Space. I love that space.
All right. Well, Hee-soo, oh man, this has been awesome. Amazing. The song is great. Your music is great. We really wish you all the best of luck and definitely hope to talk to you again. You know, keep us up to date with what you got going on.
Thank you, Daryl, for having me today. And happy API Heritage Month, everyone. Love you. Yay.
Hell yeah. Big shouts. Cheers to that. That's singer, songwriter, and producer Hee-soo. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. Let us know how you're loving the new theme music. Hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. And now, it is that time for me to let you know that The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vitkus. And it's edited by Ben Brock Johnson. And our theme music is Me from Hee-soo. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I'm your host, Daryl C. Murphy. I'll talk to you soon.